Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Oh, good evening. Good evening, everybody out there. Good evening, good evening. And thank you for tuning in to the Team Legacy Telethon. And we're ready to start getting this rocked and rolling and moving forward with tonight with the Team Legacy Telethon call that we have here in terms of things that's going to be going on tonight. And hey, you know, we just want to share some good information with you. I think I got my co-host on the line. Hey, Monty, are you there? Hello, Monticello Mitchell, are you there? Okay. Trying to see what's going on here. As we're doing a simulcast, we have our conference call line open, and I see we have a few people that have chimed in on the conference call line, and then I'm trying to connect everything here together. It's Monticello, you on the line, on the radio line. Okay, I'm going to have to try to hit him up again. Hey, but we're going to talk about tonight while I take care of some of these technical difficulties here. This first half an hour, we're gonna talk about what we call the simplicity of the ZAMZOO business. The simplicity of the ZAMZOO business. And let me see again and try to reach in, out there and see if I got my partner in business out there. Monticello, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Kyle. You hear me?
All right, I hear you loud and clear now. Good. All right, we got all our technical difficulties and stuff out of the way, and we can get ready, rock and roll here. And, you know, what we're doing tonight, people, hey, we got a telethon going on, and here at the top of this hour at 8 o'clock, me and Monticello, we're going to talk about what we call the simplicity of the ZAMZOO business and also the tax advantages. Then at 9 o'clock, you know, hey, just from 8 to about 8:30-ish, and then at the top of the hour at 9, you can tune back in, and we're going to have Sister Ama on, and, you know, hey, you know, just going through her bio, and, ooh, man, I mean, tell me about, she's a certified holistic, has holistic health certification, acupuncture detoxification specialist on the International Board of African Thinkers, member of the Life and Peace Wellness Institute and the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association. And, you know, I won't get into all her credentials right now, but, hey, she's going to be joining us on the 9 o'clock hour. Then at 10 o'clock, we got one of those good stewards out there. We're going to have Mr. Greg Sneed out of Detroit on, talking about how to take and use the ZAMZOO opportunity with your churches, your nonprofits, and I'm going to share some information about a pastor's call and how people can help empower the kingdom. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to have attorney Nkechi Taifa on talking about travel and how to plan vacations and for those people that like to get what we call a paidcation, how you can get paid to travel. She's going to be doing that. And then at the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to wrap this all up and just, again, talk about the fun and the beauty that, you know, that we're going to do through the course of the night in terms of sharing the information that we're going to share. So I want to go on and get started into our segment with my co-host and long-term business partner who we met back in the day in a company called A.L. Williams. And one of the things that we want to talk about, it was a great company, but we want to talk about, you know, 20 years ago, or a little bit longer than that now, and where we're at today in terms of network marketing and what we call the simplicity of the business, well, especially the simplicity of the ZamZoo business, but also the simplicity of the business with the enhancement of the internet. Man, if they had had this internet thing when we was doing life insurance, who knows what we might have been able to achieve back then. But Monty, let's you know, sort of walk through people through a process that we used to go through years ago in a great company, and we're going to talk also about Waves and stuff too before the, we finish our segment tonight, and then bring people up to speed about the advancements in technology and how simple. You know, the simplicity of being able to do things now. But, you know, those back in those days, you know, we had a lot to go through in terms of a process to get people engaged in our business. You'd like to share some of what those processes was like and then, you know, and then compare them to processes that we deal with today.
Well, Patel, we were in the financial service industry and we dealt with three products basically in that industry, and you had to learn all the products. You had to take tests, get licensed with the product, with the industries, the things that we were doing, and then you had to each year you had to pay money to keep those licenses. We were dealing with life insurance, we were dealing with investments, and we were dealing with loans, and those in and of themselves are very complicated products. You know, they taking those tests and all the studying, I mean, Satawi, it was a long process just to get going. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, that was just to be able to do, to legally be able to do the business. And then there was processes in terms of doing the business.
And so after you... Well, as you were doing that, you were also out there talking to people and trying to get them to somebody or your leaders or that knew what they were talking about. So, you know, once you got all those licenses in place, then let's talk about what you had to do as far as selling a product. First of all, with everything we did, you had to go out. You couldn't do this on the phone. You couldn't do this on the internet. You had to physically go out and do a presentation. And your first visit with your clients, you weren't really supposed to sell anything. You're just going to go out, get some information. Then you got to bring that information back, analyze that information, and kind of figure out what you're going to present them with. And then you schedule the second appointment, and you go out and you present what you have, and at that point, you can move forward in selling some products. Before you did that, though, you had to qualify them. In other words, you had to do an application. You had to do, if you were going to do life insurance, you had to do a life insurance application. If you were going to do investments, mutual funds, those type things, you had to do an application for that. And if you were going to try to help them consolidate some debt, gain control of their, you know, their debt management, you had to do an application for that. So all of that you had to do. And basically, I'm going to tell you, man, you could only basically do one application at a time. So, I mean, you couldn't do a life insurance application and then maybe try to get a loan application in there or an investment application. These things took time to gain that information. So let's say you did a life insurance application. Okay, you brought that back, and then it had to be submitted. Then you had to get them where they had to get the test, the urine test or whatever kind of test they had to go through, if they had to get a physical, depending on the amount of insurance that you were writing on them. I mean, all of this, all of these processes, Satali, took an extremely long time. We're talking about get with someone, and maybe in about 30 days, maybe you had something going on with them as far as securing the life insurance or the investment or the loan, right, Tyler?
Yeah. So you first of all, you had to fight like heck to get the appointment with the person. Then you got to hope that they're home, And that was just to be able to present the information. Then you got to get the second appointment and come back. Then you got to schedule a physical, the blood work, you say, or the urine analysis, and you got to pray that they pass that. And then you could actually physically write an app and take the check and all of that. And so, like you said, it could take you anywhere 30-day time window on a prospect before you have all of your paperwork completed, and then about another 10 to 15 days before you would actually see a payout. So we're talking about almost like a 45-day window from the point of contact to the point of closure in terms of seeing a payout.
And you know what, Tatawa? I absolutely loved that company. I still do. Primerica was a phenomenon in its time. It changed the whole industry around. As a matter of fact, when we were with A.L. Williams, the insurance industry was the largest industry in the world, and A.L. Williams, over a short period of time, if you think about it, changed a whole industry because, just like you and I, a lot of people were fired up about what we were doing. We absolutely loved the company, and we just went for it. And because one of the things about that company is that company was doing absolutely the right thing, and that's what we bought into. We were doing the right thing. You know, like the company that we're with now, we're doing the right thing. And so we got, you know, we went through all that stuff, and like you say, that window, that time frame of getting paid, you better have a bunch of stuff going on because you're right, it was 45 days probably minimum before you would see any money, right?
That's right. And now, you know, with the company, again, as you say, we're doing the right thing, and we're also involved in another time warp or time wave. At that time, as again, you know, with that company, as we were saying, is that there was something out there that was called cash value life insurance, and Art used to call it trash value. You know, people were basically, you know, the insurance industry was ripping folk off. It took the insurance industry 8 years to figure out how to respond to what we were doing. And then, you know, here comes YTB, now YTB ZAMZOO. It's no coincidence that the founder of this company was a part of A.L. Williams, was also part of Art Williams' inner circle. And so he knows something about trends, waves, and also about doing the right thing and putting people and consumers first. And, you know, with this company, the first part of this company's wave was just travel. And with that, it revolutionized the travel industry to the point now that nobody goes to a brick and mortar travel agency to book travel. It's all click and order. Now, there's some people out there that still some player haters and other stuff that don't like YTB or, you know, for whatever reason, the same way. And for me and you, see, when the company went through that period where people were attacking the company and all of that, we laughed because we went through that in the A.L. Williams days. And so we already knew what the deal was. And where other people, they was ruffled under the feathers, was like, you know, well, why are they saying this and why are they saying that? You know what I mean? And, you know, we remember the A.L. Williams days. Art Williams said one day he went to pick up his Sunday paper, and the Atlanta Constitution Journal had a front page story that Art Williams was a criminal. And I mean, and stuff like that. So I mean, so when YTB took its hit, its attack from attorney generals and stuff, we knew what the deal was. The deal was that we had upset the travel industry, and they was trying to find a way to regroup and retaliate because we upset the apple cart and allowed people, everyday people, to participate in an industry that was exclusively marked off against everyday people. And with that, though, the company, you know, created millionaires, it revolutionized travel to the point that people now, majority of everybody books travel online. And he did that with that period. And now we're in the second phase of a new market shift. And I'm going to let you elaborate on that point since I covered the travel point. The new market shift is that retail has gone to the internet. Take it from there, you know, in terms of the, you know, Black Fridays and the Cyber Mondays. What's the significance of retail going to the internet and this new wave in terms of e-commerce and what it means to people that can get in front of this wave?
Well, you know, looking from the numbers standpoint, Satow, with the most recent numbers, 2009, the fourth quarter, the last quarter of 2009, spending online took off. I mean, 3% of all retail sales was internet sales, and that was about $28 billion, and that was in 2009. And see, unlike when we were with A.L. Williams, we kind of caught the wave of what was going on kind of on the back end. Well, with our YTV ZamZoo, we're ahead of the wave, so now we have a tremendous opportunity to put some things in place, and as more people start shopping online, and they will, I mean, that's where the trend is heading, this market shift. More and more people are going to be shopping online. So those of you that have websites out there that people own that you gave them, and as more people start shopping online, you're just going to, it's just going to be unbelievable for you. And then you take, like you were talking about, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so much money is spent on those shopping days, and more of that money is being spent online. If you look back years ago, see, the internet has gotten better and better as far as security. That's most people's biggest issue with shopping online, doing anything online, is the security issue. Well, as we move forward, the security with the internet is getting better and better. It's getting to the point now where, you know, you're really, really, really safe when you're shopping online or spending money online. And to Tawi, I tell you what, man, I want to be in that group of people that get positioned. I mean, if we're talking about 3% of the retail sales being on the internet back in 2009, but when it gets to 5, 10, 15, 25, and more percent, see, Coach gave it to us, man. We can give these sites away. We give them away for free. And I think the reason for that was we want to be out there. The coach wants, you know, when people shop online, he wants people shopping on our sites. So he gave us the ability to give them away. And we better take advantage of that because we can absolutely position ourselves for a total explosion as more and more and more people shop online.
Yeah, and when we talk about that, people, just to give you some, you know, some stuff in terms of numbers, you know, hey, what would it mean to you through what we call the duplication process, in which the matrix of numbers, where you give away, you know, 50 to 100 free sites, but through the matrix of numbers and other people sharing with other people sharing and sharing with other people, that 3 to 5 years from now, you have 10, 15, 20,000 free customer sites out there. And if you average just at $3 a person, and some of them's going to be higher than that and some's going to be lower than that. I look at a site, one of my customers right now for this month, through their shopping, I got like over $25 that's coming in as a $25 match off of their shopping. Now, that's, you know, that's not going to be every customer, but let's say you got 10,000 people out there and you're averaging $3 to $5 across the board. 10,000 times $3, that's $30,000 a month. times $5. That's $50,000 a month in terms of residual. I'm talking about residual income because, see, and this is the beauty of what the company did is it has grown and expanded. Yes, when we was dealing with travel, it was a great, it's a great product, and there's a lot of money made in travel. People not taking vacations every day, but people shop every day. People shop every day. They're spending money every day. And so you can get, when you end up with like I said, 10,000 people averaging $3 to $5 a month residual income, $30,000 to $50,000 a month. See, the coach is not crazy, even though some people say he, you know, he's old now, you know, he's 77, you know, he's going to create 10,000 millionaires by the year 2020. It's going to happen before then, because with this model that we have put in place with this free agency, and for those of you out there that's listening, again, we're going to, you know, remind you as we wrap up in a few minutes here, you know, to get back to the person that invited you to this call so that you can get with them and become a broker and get in front of this wave. See, we're living in the future, and what I mean by living in the future is that this is going to happen with or without you. See, they're not going to ask for your permission. I remember, Monty, you know, when me and you first met, you know, you used to always tell me to page you because you had that thing called a pager. And you know, we've seen the shift from pages to cell phones, whatever. Talk about, again, market shift so people can really comprehend what we said. Because some people say, well, I don't shop online yet. Well, it was people I remember said, I ain't getting no cell phone. I got a pager. I just run to the phone booth and respond to my pager. Walk us back through, you know, your pager days.
Okay. Now, before I do that, I wanted to say this too, Satawi. You know, how would an extra $200 a month affect some families, man? What if their residuals from the sites that they gave away generated $200? What if it generated $300, $400, $500? That would definitely
in most cases that would have kept somebody from getting foreclosed. Yeah.
What? Okay.
I said most cases would have kept somebody from getting foreclosed.
That's right. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And so it could be something as simple as that. But getting back to the page of days. For a lot of years, yeah, I carried a pager, and, you know, me, myself, I never thought I would get a cell phone, but I have one now. But we go way back. We'll go way back. The horse and the buggy versus the car, you know, the television versus the radio, the cell phone versus versus the pager. And then you think about stuff like we've gone from 8-track to cassette to CD. Well, before the 8-track, it was that album. Was that 78, Satawi? Was that album 78 and the 45?
78 was my parents' day. They had 33 and a third in the 45, but 78. But my parents had the 78s.
But you see, my point being, it's exactly like you said. This thing is moving forward without your permission. They don't need this market shift. It doesn't need your permission to move forward. It will move forward. Now, the big question is, how are you going to be involved with it?
Yeah, because the bottom line is this. See, you're going to participate, but you can participate as a producer or a consumer. You're going to see, and I want people to be clear what I'm saying when I say this. You're going to participate. Just like you said you had a pager, you said you'd never get a cell phone. Well, you ended up getting one. But just think if you had a buy-in where you'd own development and what happened with cell phones as opposed to just being a consumer on the consumer end, getting one. And so as this market shift unfolds and it moves forward, you're going to participate. Oh, you're going to buy online. You can say all you want right now, I'll never do that. I'm not going to. You're going to buy online. The question is, are you going to do it as a consumer or as an owner? Warren Buffett, one of the top rich people, says anything that you spend money on, you should own. You should be part ownership in it and getting something back. See, because, again, people, I want to be clear again when I say this, and I'm not saying this to belittle anybody. I'm not saying this to put anybody down because I don't believe in putting people down. You are going to participate. And you can sit here right now tonight and say, well, all of that sounds good, but I ain't participating in that. I remember when a person came to me and said, email, and I looked at them and said, I got stamps and envelopes. Well, you know, I hardly do any. I mean, now and then I still mail out a few stamp and envelope stuff, but I do more emails than I do stamps and envelopes. But I remember when I was first introduced to the concept of email, I put up resistance. Email, I don't need that. I just get me an envelope and a stamp. I like to write anyway. Well, you know, hey, you can still write through an email, but you know, it was like I had put up a lot of resistance. And now, you know, hey, that's the bulk of my communication is email. So I say it again to say it's this. You're going to participate. You need to choose how you're going to participate. And the other thing, and my last point, and I'm going to turn it over to Monty to close us out here because our time is running down here, is that with this, there are tremendous tax advantages because you are a home-based business owner. And President Obama recently came out and just shared with people again this program he's got called Startup America, Promoting Entrepreneurship. And one of the things is that small business, home-based business owners, and why you need to have one. And with this, there are tremendous, tremendous tax advantages. Hey, Monty, we're down to like about 2 minutes left where we need to wrap up. And, again, you know, some closing points of people, you know, why they ought to consider ZAMZOO.
Well, here's the thing, man. What are you going to do, fly with the eagles, or are you just going to duck out? One of the things I think is very important to mention about what we're talking about, Satao, is that, yes, you are going to participate. You already participate, and you're spending money. So does it make sense to you, as you spend money, to also with that be making money? Or does it just make sense just to spend, and not reap any return on that? And see, what we're talking about is every time you spend money, you earn a return on the money you just spent. It's, you know, people put money in 401Ks and 403Bs and IRAs and all of these things. And what they've learned about that is that, you know, make money on your money. Let your money work for you. Well, it's the same thing here. Let the money that you spend work for you. The money that you spend can also bring you a return. And the way you can get that return, Satali, it's called ZAMZOO. Are you ZAMZOOing?
I hear you, man. With that, hey, my grandson's got a nice little jingle he put together here, and I'm going to play that real quick.
If you're not ZAMZOOing, I do not know what you're doing, because by ZAMZOOing, you get to save and make money, and that's my message to you.
Hey, take it from a 10-year-old. It's my grandson, Isaiah. He said, if you're not ZAMZOOing, I don't know what you're doing. So, hey, people, get back to the person that invited you to this portion of our telethon. Again, at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, tune in, check us out. And, you know, top of the hour at 9 o'clock, tune in, check us out. We're going to have Ama on, and she's going to talk about health and wellness. Hey, and again, you know, me and Monty just finished sharing with you the importance of ZAMZOO and, you know, why you need to participate, because you're going to participate, and they're not going to ask for your permission. And, you know, you're going to shop online. You might as well get paid to shop online. So that's been our message to you tonight. And get in front of this wave. This is a new wave. It's a new day. There's some things happening. And this company is on the rise and is going to create millionaires. And you can walk with us and be one. Or you can stand on the outside and say, I heard about it. Hey, you know, I didn't think it was for me, you know. But when you do and you read about it, you know, 5-6 years from now, so you didn't think it was for me, don't tell your children, because they're going to ask you, what was wrong? Why you didn't do that? And since we're broadcasting also on the radio show tonight, I got to close out, as I always do on my radio show, with my theme song called It's My Time. Hey, tune back in at the top of the hour at 9 here, Amma, and then at the top of the hour at 10, we got Greg Sneed out of Detroit talking about nonprofits and churches taking advantage. And then at 11, we got our director, Attorney Kichi Taifa. So, hey, thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. And it's my time, it's your time, our time, make it your time.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.